ethic. To represent controversy for the sake of the life count, don't endorse it or something. Any further progress at all?
Regular
not that concerned about the programs. And all that matters is the PR. Part of changing that will be a full argument. Let Cole run the program meeting.
Right.
And we can, you know, keep beating him and John can cover that from time to time on, you know, your general policy so they don't get off your basic track. But, you know, all shit like that. But anyway, I think you're right. And that's sort of juggling around to see where we can come out better, trying to. John obviously finally now agrees with me that we're wasting our time in the program, in the meeting we have now, because we sit there. Also, it gets into George Shultz's little housekeeping chore problems and things like that, which that's what tends to happen when you get to a daily meeting, is that it tends to become the time like, who's going to be the undersecretary? Like, well, or how do I get my administrative assistant a reserve seat at the mess for lunch or something, you know, or to the after dinner party and all that kind of crud. I did your freshman congressman this morning for breakfast.
My God, we've done that in front of our ears.
Well, it's worth doing. They want to fight. Come on. Who's a problem? In some ways, it's still, he's a bird under the saddle up there that I think can be worthwhile to us.
Sure,
he's all cranked up now with this program that he did in the Arizona legislature, where he put together a ideological, nonpartisan coalition that took control of the legislature and elected their own speaker.
Yeah.
And he's trying to develop, both on a own group and then with the leadership, a plan to do that in the House, which may not work, but it's a hell of a lot more likely than getting enough people to switch parties to organize as Republicans.
Right.
And there's a damn good chance they might be able to do that as the libs get more and more control.
Right.
Because then you get your committee chairman, they stay as committee chairman, they stay as Democrats. But the coalition agrees to vote for them. And the coalition becomes the majority coalition instead of the Democrats. So he's playing with that. He's an ambitious guy. I forgot who he was. He's Billy Graham's guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I see him.
Statement I've worked out with the main county after Cardiff's Dean.
if they do the leadership, they ought to, shouldn't they, also include the Republican members of the Urban Committee? So those guys know where we are, too. And that means Weicker, which is a problem, but what the hell, he's going to be investigating. It seems to me we're better off to tell him.
Sure. Well, I don't know, but we have a large subsidiary, and I guess that's why we're going to be there. I'm going to try to stop you working. I think our friends have got to know. I think the problem is, well, that there's probably too much time spent around the White House. Everybody around here, you know, talking about the goddamn thing. Well, this, I understand all that. But those guys, our friends at least, have got to be reassured. That's the whole point on this issue. They read about it. They read the charges and so forth. You've got to reassure them.
That's the point I've raised.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I said they couldn't do it.
I know.
That's what they tell me.
I said, well, get out any kind of a shit. Let me see the way it is. What this lacks, these meetings, basically is, goddammit, somebody in charge that will come in and say, all right, now here's the PR plan for your appearance. Now, I haven't been doing it, I haven't certainly been considering the rest, they haven't said much. The point is, you can't depend on them to do it. I mean, Tim's just not a guy above. You can't just all, can't do it. They have to listen to Tim. What the points ought to be made.
Did McGregor,
when he was in France, McGregor, when I was here, McGregor said, this would be a good point to make. Somebody had to do it, we'll see. Ziegler can't really. And Ziegler is good at covering the questions they're likely to get. But Ziegler does not think enough in terms of, here is the point we want to get across this day. See the point?
Yeah.
This is the point. Here's where client would be better than Ziegler. With all of his fuzzy mindedness and everything, at least mine would say, this is the point we've got to get across today. Ziegler, of course, is infinitely better at being ready for all the goddamn mic deals. That's what they need. If you view Scott, he's virtually like a. What do you have to tell? Maybe so, I won't have to bother about Bartlett and Bell. They're both here this morning. We cannot have social. They say you were. See, Bellman isn't satisfied with the kind of social media we can have it coming to church. He wants us to sit down and get together. Well, we can't do that.
Well, you can't satisfy that.
And right.
There's a ton of
markets. They have to be told.
You trust? No. Because they're going to keep raising with you this. Look, you got to recognize that the staff tells them that. And they figure that's the staff protecting you from your own better judgment.
Of course, it's going to plan that you have a secretary. Says if you could tell them that you have 435 congressmen, you have 5 meetings from the legislative leaders, and 5 bipartisan meetings, and quack.
They'll wax all that out, but that doesn't make any difference. That's right. How long has it been since Henry Donald was standing with his feet on the desk for a couple hours chatting with you about some of the things that we ought to be doing?
Well, you know, they're both former governors, that's their problem.
Yeah,
rather than if you do, you have the time for it. But there, I was thinking that that's where I thought that the early would have grown. And frankly, you're going to address the conservative of the Capitol.
I did well.
You talk well.
I think doing it over a period of time will. But it'll help. It'll never replace having him come in and talk to the president. Of course, a governor doesn't have anything else to do. The poor bastard's lonely. He's sitting there in the state capitol with nobody to talk to.
You're right.
And nothing to do with go out and cut ribbons. So what else is he going to do?
They all live over. He's going
to call in the legislators.
You see, Simmons doesn't have perhaps the money he gets.
And a state like Oklahoma, the some of the legislators, at least, are probably kind of nice guys that think Governor Joe's talking to.
Well, some of these guys aren't too fine. Not possibly very enjoyable. But my guess is that, well, be sure.
does, and I've encouraged this, basically, that he's got to also look at the advocacy side, that Ron shouldn't just take, and you tell Ron this too, he shouldn't just take your view on how
we handle our
press side. He ought to look at it on the press side and come back to us and say, you know, maybe we're overlooking this or that, and I think Bill's got to do that on the Congress.
Yeah.
And I've asked him to really kind of new plans to me the stuff that he fights it back the other way, and he does that quite well. The problem, I mean, he tries to do it well. The problem with Bill is more, not so much in what he does or his objective and all that, as it is his ability to do it. And you hit the nail on the head there. The problem really is that he is not regarded by those people as an equal. He's regarded as a subordinate. And he always will be.
That's his fault.
Bryce was regarded as a superior because he'd been around longer and did more, and McGregor was regarded as at least an equal and as a, you know,
basically a brain.
Somewhat better than the equal because he was a better man. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll talk to McGregor.
I will.
Thank you. If I can get that complicated, if we're on that, because I have reasons. We'll be back heading to I think you better get a couple of verticals, but well, maybe it makes no difference. The way it's left is a better one to inform you or anybody.
That's the way it's left. Yeah. Christian, now I purposely didn't talk to Connie. I think probably ought to anyway.
He's got the talk.
I'd call him just to check in at the same time.
That's what I think.
I'd say we get talked to some of our people that want to.
We're just trying to, they're all straining the leash,
right?
Find it, they're straining the leash. Everybody's, wanting to go over. We want the right players to strain, we don't want the wrong ones. And we just hope that, not that they're going to go to anybody else necessarily. We just want them to know we've got everything ready here. We want to be sure like any notice we can get. I noticed one thing, for example, that I think there came in yesterday that I should have known. And here's something earlier that should have. I'm going to talk to John about it. Tigger came in. And we put Ron out there too often without enough information about this SEC thing on the IGT. And he was doing something about no comment. Well, there was quite an opportunity there, and that is, as I understand it, that report covered a considerable number of Democratic senators, congressmen, et cetera, et cetera. Did it not?
I have any idea.
Well, you remember the and all those people in it. Well, should somebody have checked it? I mean, isn't that the point that I made? It says the entire story this morning, simply is a rehash of the fact that any new colleague, all of them, but these are people that talk to people that, I guess, find it, of course. Colson, I didn't know they talk to him.
Yeah.
But all right. Maybe we can ask him about
it. Well, that's sort of the kind of thing that would come up in the morning and would get answered.
That's what I mean.
And should.
On a costly basis,
that's right,
or we attack on the other side.
That's right.
Saying, now, this would be noted that they can talk to everybody. This is an old story. That the settlements, a good settlements, when Larry testified, there was no influence brought to bear. That's where I guess you need an advocate or secretary. But that's really what Arlington should be doing, rather than worrying about when the forest first gets too big or eight. say something.